Talking about over here the following thing. We were speaking about, there's this whole story about Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva was Noyheg two Meisers. We're talking about, it was a Malakit and Esrig on Echad Bishvat. And it was Noyheg two Meisers. So first we thought he was Noyheg two Meisers because of Beishamai Beis Hill. And that was strange to us. We said, well, maybe it's just because he doesn't know what Beis Hill Shita was, not like Beishamai, supposed to do that. He just doesn't know what Beis Hill Shita is. That's why it's Machmer. Another pshat we said is that, no, it's actually another Machlekes. There's a Machlekes about whether an Esther goes Basar Lakita or Esther goes Basar Chanata. It's Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar. No, it's an Esther is a tree, and trees go Basar Chanata. On the other hand, it's like a unique tree. So Esther is Shavah Le'ilon, the Gemara says, in some ways, yes, some ways not. That's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lazar says, no, an Esther is a tree. The Gemara then goes and says maybe that the suffix of Rabbi Kiva was that. If that was the suffix, then it has nothing to do with Echad Bishvat. Why are we mentioning Echad Bishvat? Enachanami. Maybe Ma'aser Shoyek Achoy. It just happened to have been an Echad Bishvat. It has nothing to do with that. And then Ravina says, no. Ravina Amar, we're right now on the Yudal and Beis. We're around eight lines down. Kroich V'tani. Lo Echad Bishvat Hoye. Two Bishvat Hoye. Lo Minig Beisham Beis Hill. Lo Minig Beis Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lezer Nagbo. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. This is where I'm up to. Hash the Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Esog Achar Likitosa Yisur Kiyerek. Once Rabbi Gamliel made that statement, Rabbi Gamliel says that Esrog is now like a yerek when it comes to Lakita. It's like a vegetable. So Rosh Hashanah Shlo shouldn't be Shvat. Rosh Hashanah Shlo is Tishrei, because Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yerachos. May say the Gemara is the question. Shimon Alazor, I'm Liket Esrog Erev Tu Bishvat. That's the big date. Erev Tu Bishvat Ad Shlo Tavei Hashemesh. Because of Liket Mishtavei Hashemesh, you took some before the sundown, he took some after sundown. Ain't tarmin or meisim izal zelafi. Shein tarmin or meisim loyim achadash al yashem loyim achadash al chadash. And we're talking about an estrik, and we're talking about Tu Bishvat as being the date. Ha'isa shlishis nechlesis le'revius shlishis meiser rishon u'meiser ani revius meiser rishon u'meiser sheni, because that's already going into the fourth year. So the point of this brisa that we're bringing over here is very clear. The reason we're bringing this brisa is because we know that the brisa is mentioning Tu Bishvat. And we just said that it goes Basar Tishrei. Man Shaman L'Dozo Basar L'Kita. This is Rabbi Gamliel V'Ktani Shvat. Even though this is Rabbi Gamliel Shita. That says that the Esra goes Basar L'Kita, which means that we're treating like a Yerek. And still it says Shvat. Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. We're going to have to make a correction in what was said previously. It was that couldn't be that's really what we meant. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, we say Af Al Gav Damar Rabbi Gamliel Esrog Achar Lakita Ki Yerek. Even though Rabbi Gamliel says Esrog goes after Lakita like a Yerek, Rosh Hashanah Shalom is Shvat. Still Rosh Hashanah is Shvat. My Shna Hasan. Oh, there you go. So no, it's Taka Shvat. It's not Tishrei. Even though we're treating like a Yerek, when it means that you goes Masa Lakita, I would think that therefore the date should also be Tishrei. Now the Gemara just asks just an observation. Why is it by other fruits, vegetables, we talk about the second you go into the third, but when it comes to Esrog, why are you changing the case? Like, why would an Esrog, are you talking about third going into the fourth year? So the Gemara Milsa Agav Urcha Kamashma. It's going to teach us something Agav Urcha that we didn't know. The Esrog Kasha Le Yodeh. An Esrog has a hard time when people touch it. Esrog trees are temperamental, which means that if people like go into your Esrog field and they start like playing around with your trees, it's going to mess the tree. So I did the Mashma Kuli Alma B'Shvias. Because everyone goes into the Esrog orchards during Shvias, and I've done this myself, gone in and you pick your own Esrog and whatever, it's not going to really give good fruit for another 3 years. Pile ploim. That's how sensitive the Esrog tree is, that it gets affected for the next 3 years. The crops will not be good crops. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalai Emasai. Rabbi Yochanan asks the question, when's the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog? So we know the answer. Amalei Shvat. Staka Shvat. Says the Gemara, Shvat dechadoshim or Shvat detkufa? Which Shvat are you talking about? Shvat of chadoshim or Shvat of the tkufa? Which means, Shvat is the beginning of a season. The seasons are go bust with the sun. And the month of Shvat goes after the moon. So Shvat the Chadoshim of the moon, or Shvat the Tkufa of the season. Amalei the Chadoshim, the regular Shvat, the Shvat, not about the season of Shvat, not around Shvat, but the exact Shvat. What happens if it's a leap year? So now the month of Shvat is further from the seasonal Shvat, from that time of year. And we would assume that the planting is going to go after the time of year, not necessarily the month. He says, no, you go after Rav Shana, which means when we said Shvat, it's Shvat. Amar Rabba, Esrog Bashishis. Rabba says an Esrog that is from the sixth year, Shenechneses Lishvias, which means that it bloomed in the sixth and it was picked in the seventh. Ptura min ha-meiser. It's Pater from Meiser, or Ptura min ha-biur. Pater from Meiser, which means that you treat it like it's the seventh year. Or Ptura min ha-biur, it's Pater from Biur. Biur is what happens with your fruits of Shemitah. So it's saying it's Pater min ha-biur. That makes it sound like it's not Shemitah. There's a stira right there. Ptur min ha-meiser means I'm saying it's Shemitah. Shemitah year isn't chayv in meiser. Ptur min ha-biur means that you're saying it's not Shemitah year. Because anything from Shemitah has to be gotten rid of once, you know, the rest of the crops are out of the fields. So there's a stira right there. We have to figure that out. Ubas shvius anechneses l'shminis. If it's the seventh year, it goes into the eighth, it gets picked in the eighth. So ptura b'meiser, it's part of meiser. Now I'm treating that like it's Shemitah. V'chayeves b'bir, and it's chayev in bir. So the second half is really okay. Because what you're basically saying is, bas shishvias, nechleses l'shminis, if it bloomed in the seventh year, it's Shemitah. Therefore, it's pater and meiser, and it's chayev in bir. David the Gemara says, amalei abai, bishlam a seifa l'chumra. I understand the seifa, we're being machmir, and we're saying that they're treating it like Shemitah. Ala reisha, but in the reisha, ptura min ha-bior amai. Why are you saying it's pater from bior? Because you're saying that we'll go after the blooming, and if the blooming happened in the sixth year, it's not Shemitah. Then it should be Chayv and Meiser. You have a stira. We just stay a little bit of an answer, and then we'll stop. Hold on a second. You're right. Maybe it's not really considered to be halachically Shemitah, but the fact is that all your other fruits, all your other so everyone to the mice of people to play around with the tree. So therefore, it's almost like it's hefker. It's not halachically hefker, but it's basically like it's hefker. Therefore, it's not chayev. I'm sorry, being a katzer. Everyone's waiting for me, but Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow. My dear friend.